talk to your babies like adults constantly.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Beth Key, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here. Another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. We have a fun kind of lesson or thing we want to talk about based on a viral video you probably saw from probably a couple weeks ago, depending on when you're listening to this episode. And it was of the father and the baby, I believe, on the couch. And they were kind of having this normal conversation about life. And the baby was just kind of, you could tell the baby had learned to almost mimic the father so that it looked like this, I don't know, 6-month-old, 8-month-old was having a full-blown, like heavy intellectual conversation with his father. And it was just hilarious and cute and amazing and awesome. But there's actually a lot of research and data and things to suggest that this is actually a very helpful exercise, not trying to get your kid to talk like an adult, but you talking to your kid normal, you being very verbal to your kid, you expanding on a lot of words to your kid. But yeah, Jeremy, what did you think of it? Or what kind of, I know you found a study that totally kind of illustrates this.
Yes. Yeah. I love that video. We're going to post that in the 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. If you haven't seen it, you need to come and join our group and take a look at this video. It's hilarious. There's a 2014 Stanford study that really bared out what was happening in this video. And again, it's this dad who's just, his baby is talking as if he or she, I think it was a boy, he was an adult. And he was just baby talk. But this really, really helps kids become a lot more verbal. And so we're encouraging you guys, talk to your babies like adults constantly. constantly have like these kinds of conversations with your baby. In 2014, the Stanford University study recorded that parents' conversations with their babies, they tested these babies' cognitive skills by tracking how long it took them after hearing a word like dog or juice to look at the thing. By the age of 2, kids with highly verbal parents were about 6 months ahead. By 3, they were so advanced comparatively that their results were a significant indicator of later educational performance both in and out of school, and by extension, the quality of life they enjoyed throughout their entire existence. It's kind of a strong statement, but it is really important, you guys. This is such a simple thing. A lot of times, Jeff and I get this question all the time. Dads are like, what do I do with babies? You know, like they're just sitting there. Yeah. I'm waiting for them to throw a ball. Talk to them constantly. Like that's what you do.
Yes.
And talk to them about what you're thinking, and don't worry about, like, babies are language processing machines at levels that are so far beyond an adult. And the input of the way that they are beginning to learn language is just the amount of language that they're hearing and the tone of their voice, particularly of their mother and father. And there's also studies I've read that say the father has an enormous impact on this, because the father tends to use a wider vocabulary with their kids. So what I did with my kids, just as like a little tiny tip, is that I love doing this with babies. You know, I'm at a restaurant or something and they're being fussy, or I'm at a friend's house, I'll just take up the fussy baby and I'll walk and talk to them for like 10 minutes and just talk to them about everything I see. You know, I'll give them, let's take a tour of the house.
A lot of times they like pause and they're like, what? And they stop.
They're just, you're just constantly talking to them about that painting, talk to them about what's outside, talk to them about what, you know, and just constantly interact with them at an adult level vocabulary, and just letting them soak in that sort of verbal stream. And that is so important. And dads can have such an impact on their baby's cognitive development. And so, yeah, check out this video if you haven't seen it. It's hilarious.
Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Team's Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes, tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.